Will you be feeding cane hay, corn stalks, or other grass hay to your cows this winter? If so, don't let high nitrate levels kill your cows or cause abortions. Stay tuned.
Good Saturday morning. Welcome to our Forage Focus. And here's the university's extension forage specialist, Dr. Bruce Anderson.
Nitrates occur naturally in all forages. At low levels, nitrates either are converted into microbial protein by bacteria in the rumen, or they are excreted. But when nitrate concentrations get too high, they can kill cows and maybe abort calves. Some plants are much more likely to be high in nitrates than others. Annual grasses like cane, millet, and oats often have elevated nitrate levels. So do certain weeds like pigweed, kochia, and lamb's quarter. Drought-stressed corn stalks also can be risky. If you plan to use these hays, be alert to the potential for high nitrates. That doesn't mean these feeds always are toxic, nor does it mean that high nitrate hay can't be fed safely. But always test these feeds for nitrates in a lab to determine how to feed them safely. Remember, there are many ways to feed high nitrate hay safely. Diluting with grain or low nitrate forages is most common. Frequent small meals that slowly increase the amount of nitrate fed helps cattle adapt to high nitrate hay. And make sure cattle have plenty of clean, low nitrate water at all times. I've seen nitrates cause deaths most often after a snowstorm has prevented animals from eating naturally for a day or more. Avoid feeding high or even marginally high nitrate hay at this time, because cattle will eat an extra large meal when very hungry. This could create an overload of nitrates to their system, leading to death. More details about nitrates and forages are available in a NEB guide at your local extension office or online to help you feed safely.
We'll take a look to those area hay prices after this.